My name is Debbie Cannon, and this is an excerpt from my story, Billy's War. Billy couldn't remember exactly when the sadness had started. It had slid up behind him, like a greatcoat someone strange had slung over his shoulders, its pockets weighted with stones. He had seen a doctor at D-Mob, but the man had looked so wretched himself, his eyes like blue pebbles sinking into rings of wrinkles. Billy hadn't liked to impose. Besides, at that point, he hadn't really recognised how downhearted he was. More than anything, he was concerned by an uncertainty about what he would find when he arrived back home to his mum and dad in Dundee. And returning home had been an odd experience. On one hand, it was warm and clean, and he sank gratefully into the grooves indented in the upholstery of the old armchair and into the dip in the centre of his mattress, as if he was fitting back into a mould he'd stepped from 6 years earlier. His dad couldn't stop looking at him, eyes twinkling through the blue haze from his pipe, and his mum was so excited to have him home. Every time she reached out to touch him or pass him a cup of tea even, and there was an ocean of tea, her hand started trembling, as if his return had caused some kind of vibration which she could sense with her fingertips. "So what's the news?" he had demanded on the afternoon he arrived home, once he'd shrugged off his bags and settled his aching feet onto the footstool. Threadbare in patches now, he noticed. "Ugh!" Mum had sat watchful as a hen on the edge of her chair, glancing back and forwards between him and his dad. "Ugh, nothing, really." And when he pressed her, she managed, "It's just wonderful to have my two men back home, eh?" This was part of the problem. They'd adapted themselves to summarising news into what could be compressed onto ink and paper or into a few days of intense reunion. Now there was all the time in the world, such as that was, and they couldn't think of anything much to say to each other. Mum and Dad exhausted the family and neighbourhood gossip pretty quickly, and although Billy fed them tidbits about his army experiences, mainly pranks in the barracks or glimpses of the strange foreign landscapes he'd seen, stuff that was light and safe, he didn't want to talk about what war had been like. After all, where did you start to tell someone that? It wasn't so much a story he could recount or even a series of pictures he could paint. It was a feeling, a thing that had absorbed into his own being. And how did you explain to anyone what you were? It was the kind of thing you could barely understand, even if you spent a lifetime considering it.